Hey Tony, this is James from Mayor of the Dragon, reacting to the article. Really, after I read the article, I didn't really feel anything that great towards it. It seemed like a lot of what we talked about in the group discussion already. I think the article actually just puts in words like the thoughts that you were really talking to us about, the things you were telling us, how you felt about it. The only thing I feel that's kind of weird about it is that you always talk about like the physics problem solving method. And in reality, like, the problem-solving method really should apply to everyone in life, but since you have this, like, whole system set up for it, you should patent it, and then no one can even mess with it, and then you can charge them money to put on their websites. That'd be a good little money maker for yourself. How's that for a little six evil genius poking right through? Second question is, why is critical thinking a big part of the physics problem-solving method? Critical thinking's important because without a basic understanding of anything, you can't really move forward with it. And I think the real reason is pretty much summed up right in your paper, where basically physics is the most basic steps in science, the basics, no matter what, and from that we can derive anything, like you say, chemistry, biology, psychology, and sociology, which is kind of brings it full loop, because it's kind of weird that the same basic principles that govern physics can really be applied to a lot of different sciences, a lot of different, really anything, as long as you're willing to sit down, understand something, and then not only just understand it, but be able to apply that towards whatever you're learning. And that also ties in with the fact that people with a formal training in the problem-solving method from physics, why they're more successful, because they can interact with the world. They understand what they need to do. They don't just know what they need to do. They are people that can stand on their own. They're the people that are like the solid foundations of a group, because they really understand the goals, the needs, everything about what needs to happen, and they know how to apply it to what they're doing. And if they don't, they know how to work ways around that to discover that and how to get the little, you know, kernels, little nuggets of information out of whatever they do. The last part of the assignment with the personal experience you have with someone who did not use the agreed upon definition of opinion is pretty much talking to about and my grandparents about anything political at all. I don't get to see them very often anymore, and it seems like it's kind of pointless to argue with them. I see them so like a few times every year, but it seems like the older people get, the more set in their ways they get, the more they ignore the facts, the more they ignore anything staring them in the face. And I don't know if it's just because they're older or just because they're stubborn freaking stock of people, either way. And really all it does is it makes you think that they're a moron. It really just makes you think, like, I love my grandparents to death. I respect them a lot. They're both extreme on both sides. All four grandparents are extremely successful business people. But when you talk to them about politics, anything like that, they're both really hardcore Republicans, all four of them actually. And they really just don't listen. They're real close-minded about everything. And when you are subjected to something like that when you're growing up, like, people expect you to believe in that, but I guess times were different back then, because they weren't really encouraged to push the envelope, they weren't really encouraged to ask why, they weren't really encouraged to express their opinions, they were pretty much discouraged, and they just pretty much had to go with the flow of society. That's just how the times were back then, I guess. Thank you, Tony, and everyone else listening to this, have a wonderful night, and take it easy.